So what is the difference between Krishna conscious principles, say, about processing emotions or addressing issues like that, and self-help techniques? The main difference is the purpose. The purpose is that we are trying to serve Krishna. In self-help, people are simply trying to bring out their, people trying to help themselves. So often, their purpose may still be to become better materialistic. No. One of the biggest fields in yoga is, there are books called Yoga for Sex. Now, yoga is actually for, traditionally, yoga is for connecting with Krishna. But people practice yoga so that they can have smoother bodies or fitter bodies so that they can enjoy sex better. So what has happened? They're doing yoga, but their purpose is completely materialistic. So when we practice bhakti, what primarily changes is the purpose. Now bhakti itself has a process, and that process has to be followed. But many of what is taught in self-help books are simply principles in the mode of goodness. So, be proactive, not reactive. Put first things first. Seek to understand before you are understood. All those principles which are there, they're simply mode of goodness living principles. And in bhakti, we want to offer Krishna. We want to offer our heart to Krishna, offer our wealth to Krishna, offer our services to Krishna. Now, a part of offering ourselves is also discovering ourselves. A part of offering ourselves is discovering ourselves. Who am I really? Not just discovering ourselves in terms of that I am the soul. It's also, okay, what are my talents? Sometimes if there are emotional issues which are covering me up, which are obscuring me from understanding myself better, or they are choking me in doing my contribution, then understanding those issues is also a part of offering myself. And to offer myself, I want to discover myself. And if we analyze and contextualize and then heal ourselves emotionally, then we can better offer ourselves to Krishna. So we don't have to see bhakti as a compartmentalized process. That is, these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, these activities are bhakti, everything else is maya. No, it's not like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 activities are bhakti, definitely. But actually, everything that I can do, unless it is directly anti-devotional, then it can be connected with Krishna. See, Arjuna, when he won the Kurukshetra war, did he win that Kurukshetra war by the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita or the knowledge of archery that he had learned from Drona earlier? It's both. The spiritual and the material are not contradictory. They are complementary. Knowledge of archery he had. The Bhagavad Gita gave him the purpose for which to use the knowledge of archery. So the spiritual is primarily the director of the material. The spiritual is not the replacer of the material. I may, if I wake up early morning after a long night's sleep, I chant 64 rounds, pure attention. Is 64 rounds chanting going to remove the bad breath from my mouth? Now, if I say I won't brush my teeth, Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is an elevated book of devotee, he says devotee should do ordinary activities carefully, and then he mentions brushing teeth. Prabhupada mentioned that in the actual devotion. Now, why? Chanting Hare Krishna is there, why do you need to brush your teeth? See, the material and spiritual, they are distinct. I have to brush my teeth. That's a simple bodily activity. I shouldn't expect that chanting Hare Krishna will brush my teeth. That's not what chanting Hare Krishna is meant for. It's going to awaken love in my heart for Krishna. So, when we are practicing bhakti, bhakti primarily is about having a divine purpose for us. Now, practically, how we actualize that purpose in our life, that may vary from person to person. When we are going to build a temple for Krishna. The temple is itself it's for a divine purpose. But the knowledge of architecture, we may learn from an architect who is not a devotee. That we take, but that's practically required for implementing things in this world. So similarly, if we need to heal our emotions, we need to deal with our issues. That is, we shouldn't see that is something which is not required. That is chant Hare Krishna, everything will be okay. Yes, some people may not have any emotional issues, and like chant Hare Krishna, it works wonderfully for them. But bhakti is not restricted to chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is the center point of developing our relationship with Krishna. And developing our relationship with Krishna means offering our whole self to Krishna. And so if there are some emotional issues which are checking us from offering ourselves to Krishna, if we have the nature of doing introspection, of doing analysis, and of dealing with those issues by properly processing them, then that should be, that is to be seen as within the purview of bhakti. Because bhakti is not so much about the form of activity as it is about the purpose of activity. If you see that way, Arjuna's activity of fighting, how much does it seem like a devotional activity? It doesn't. Few activities will seem as anti-devotional as killing someone. Fighting means killing. But bhakti is so inclusive that even an activity that seems externally as anti-devotional as fighting, that is also included in it. So bhakti is more about the purpose of activity than the form of activity. If a particular form of activity helps me in fulfilling that purpose of going closer towards Krishna, of offering myself to Krishna, then we can see that that is inclusive and that is included in the scope of bhakti. Can I see this? Thank you.